This is an MUT Radio podcast.
By the way, Nomfundo Mo is here. But if you ask Nomfundo Mo, who is she? I'm going to tell you now, ukuthi uNomfundo Mo. So uNomfundo Mo Ngobo, uNomfundo Ngobo, stage name Nomfundo Mo, was born on the 18th of July 2000 at Indwetwe, KwaZulu-Natal. The sensational singer name Nomfundo was given to her by her parents, simply meaning umama weMfundo, the mother of education. After matriculating in 2017, Nomfundo Mo went to further her studies at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, where she continued to make her family and community proud by graduating with a Bachelor of Social Work. From her childhood, she has always been an energetic child with melodic tunes. She always liked to involve herself with music. The seriousness of her music started when she joined a church choir. It was there that she started doing covers, mashups, and finally began to script her own music. Early 2020, she decided to record her first solo Afropop single titled Lilizela, produced by an award-winning producer, Nexon Cross. Nomfundo Mo draws her inspiration from seasoned Afropop giants like Ami Faku, Amanda Black, Mthunzi. Nomfundo Mo's debut album, Amagama, has seen much success with four singles, seen great achievements. Amagama went on to the certified gold status, while Lilizela and Umthwalo reached gold status. The true successors were Phakade Lami alongside Shasha and Ami Faku, sing four times platinum and reached over 17 million videos on YouTube. Soft Life followed with achieved platinum status. The recognition Amagama received followed with many awards and nominations across the country. Nomfundo has managed to get over 150,000 subscribers and over 30 million views in total on YouTube. Nomfundo Mo even received a Billboard cover in Times Square. Nomfundo Mo got a nod from the All African Music Awards with four nominations, including Album of the Year, Best Artist, Best Duo or Group in African R&B and Soul, Best Female Artist, Southern Africa, and Breakout Artist of the Year. The Basati in Music Awards showed recognition by nominating Nomfundo Mo in the Song of the Year category, Artist of the Year, and Kaya 959 Afropop Artist of the Year. The award-winning Nomfundo Mo won an award at the South African Music Awards for Best Afropop Album, where she was also nominated for Record of the Year and Music Video of the Year in 2022. The success has continued in 2023 with nods from the Metro FM Awards, where she was nominated Artist of the Year and Female Artist of the Year. Nomfundo Mo is back with her latest album, Ugcobo, an incredible collection of soulful pop and love songs with her signature soothing voice. Nomfundo Mo crafts a beautiful soundscape, weaving in stories and emotions that will captivate the heart of listeners. Ugcobo is an album that speaks to the soul, exploring themes of love, healing, and growth. Nomfundo's heartfelt lyric and lively production will draw listeners in as she invites them to explore the intimate stories and emotions expressed in each song with her unique blend of sounds and styles. Nomfundo has crafted an album that is sure to become a classic, whether you are looking for a feel-good dance song or a song, a soothing ballad to reflect on. Ugcobo has something for everyone. On the new album, Nomfundo Mo works with some major names within the music industry, Ucobo, which is co-produced by Nexon Cross, Elimpilo, and Nomfundo Mo herself comes with features such as Afrotractions, Big Zulu, Simi Ntencane, Siphesihle Zulu, Jaiva Zimnike. The lead single, Amalobolo, which features Big Zulu, means Dowry in the Nguni language, is an upbeat and joyful dance track which is sure to get everyone's grooving. The melodic voice of Nomfundo Mo will fill your heart with warmth and put a smile on your face. Amalobolo is a song that celebrates love, family, and tradition. Ucobo has something for everyone. Whether you are looking for an upbeat dance song or soothing ballad to reflect on, so don't wait any longer to get your hands on the most recent album. That is Nomfundo Mo, of which I think she's waiting on the line. Sis Nomfundo.
Butwami sawubona, ngibingelele kanjalo nabalaleli be MUT Radio.
Siyabonga kakhulu mfethu for taking your time uze uzivakashele nathi la. I know it's a Sunday, mhlawumbe ukhathele nje kade uphuma kwigigi izolo, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a busy day yesterday, but like lightly again, I'm saying, yeah, I can debate the ngenza. Again, this is the usuku lokuthi ngikhulume nani.
Wow, siyabonga kakhulu. Ngithusile ekuqaleni mangikufonela because you sound like ubulele. You sound like ubulele. It's like, yo, is this the real Nomfundo Mo?
Gine phobia yama calls from unknown numbers.
Wow. You know what? You should put true caller, maybe, just to ease things.
Oh, yeah. I think I should really consider that.
Yeah, only plug is if I get.
Yeah, bonga kakhulu. Ngeke ngize ngazi.
Yeah. Asitele kuyona ke sisami. Tell us ukuthi we want to know ukuthi Unomfundo kade ngifunda ibio yakhe. It's long and it's beautiful, by the way, and it's amazing. It's you know, it's amazing when you read someone's bio and you be like, am I going to speak to this person? But,
it is.
But anyway, we want to know what initially drew you to pursue a career in music, and how did you get to start? We know that church was one of those spaces where it drew your attention with the choir. But is that the thing, like Utu music, you saw yourself, even if like you have a degree in social work, but you said, you know what, this is what I wanted, actually, you know?
Well, for me, umculo, I believe ukuthi akumina ngiwukhethile, but it's the one okhethe me. Because I was just a social work student a few years back, graduated in 2022, and the initial plan was for me to actually practice the profession in social work. Like, I had no big interest in being the artist, as in a performing artist, a guitar as a career. For me, music was just something I'd enjoy doing as a hobby on the side, not knowing anything on Kakumbegila. But in Temangbon, it was okay, this thing can actually work on my favor, and I decided to take it serious, and hence get progress.
Yes, ngiyayithanda le, but and also, like, I was thinking to my head, Gutsi, UKZN has a music department. Get involved with the music in varsity. Reason being, because we are an institution here of technology, and we have a radio station where students get to work on the station and to do their dreams, you know, that
dream work,
you know, aside from the what we went home to study for, you know, we always have a lot of patience to do, you know, things to that we like to do. So we'll go away to and you and I will see you at my jam session at the HS Center or anything like that.
Many times on my third year, that's question and I'm gonna be a social work student in Jani that spends a lot of time in the music department, because I want to get in one but they used to do music because I was always curious. Okay, and I knew even if I wanted people to hook me up with double producer, I know my answers won't get from them and not from the social work students. So I think lokho nako kungisizile being around those people who lethele ontshisokelo ukuthi ayinyuke ibe more. So okay, this thing is doable. Naba abantu bafunda music and if uthanda maybe mhlambe nami one day ungangenzela something. And also I'd like to applaud Ama Varsity for creating that platform ukuthi okay, yes ngize la uthi ngizofunda into ethile but angeke uzithole so discriminated ukuthi okay if you want ukwenza ubudlelwane with certain people abangenza into eyenzayo kube nzima. So it's very easy to access any information ngale kwalento osukuyizele vele.
So tell us ukuthi the day you graduate, they played your song, you know, and the song was one of those hit songs, you know, you couldn't bypass it. Every radio station was playing that song.
Thank you.
Were you expecting that on your graduation, Gucci, they would just walk me with this one? Oh, now I'm going to go to Shalingoma. Like every individuals who's graduating, they have their own theme, you know, things to do on stage.
Not really, Sam. I had no idea, Gucci, what were they up to? Mina, in my head, into nje bengisitshela ukuthi ngizoyenza ukuthi the moment ngiwalka there, I will make sure ukuthi sigcine iphakade lami. I know that my colleagues are very supportive, so vele I knew ukuthi they would respond positively uma ngenza njalo. But ke, then there were changes of plans, there were soft lives, and then there is a presentation of my first play for Phakade Lami. So it became a very surreal moment because there was a lot to celebrate. The moment A1, and I did not expect that, so it was very, very amazing.
Okay, I guess that is soft life, and then when we come back, we will come back and call more yet.
No problem.
4 o'clock, and you are still listening to MUT Radio Shaping on the Future. And it's me, Untozo Celis, and I'm being it, and I'm trying to. There is Unofundo Mo, Unofundo.
But
one, I want to know, because like your writing skills are on another level. Like, what inspires you to write songs like this, or the approach you take? Is it maybe is something like esukusiyenze ngilile, or we are about good e? Abantu badinga loluthando ngomusic okanje kanje. Tell us, ubala kanjani? Kamukaphi yonke lento?
Firstly, ngiyabonga kakhulu iy'ncomo. Ngingasho ngithi i-writing yami influencer kakhulu i-background yami noma indawo engikhulele kuyona, and that is indwedwe. Because ngisebenzisa kakhulu izaga nezisho-ke mina uma ngibhala, and ngiyathanda ukubhala kakhulu ngolimi lami isiZulu because I feel more comfortable ukubhala ngesiZulu. I-delivery yami sound a much more genuine mangibhala ngesiZulu. Also ke enye into engigqugquzelayo to write, kuyenzeka kube izimo that I've been through, kuyenzeka futhi kube ama observations ezinto ezenzakalayo because we are observing ukuthi abantu okay nayinto eyenzekalayo around me, and kubalulekile to address those issues because noma ngithiwa mina ngibhekene naleso simo at that moment, but there are people who are actually facing that situation.
I want to know because ningi izinto engifisa ukuyibuza kuwena kodwa ke ngizokhetha nje ukuthi how have you dealt with maybe abantu abaza kuwena like bakubulishe with your music ukuthi nomfundo uyathanda ukuzenza umuntu omdala wena uyi-2K blah blah blah. How have you dealt with those negative things, like, because seeing you that you also have, like, you are a graduate from a social worker, of which you care so much about people, but like in your age one will say, Aibo, you should be enjoying life, should be doing this A and B and C, why are you always like talking, I have a lot of experience.
Bengatholi kakhulu ama-critics kulelo hlangothi kunalokho abantu abaningi bebenokuncoma, and also babeshocked mabeze iminyaka yami because they'll be like, into engiyibhalayo yindala kunani, or abanye would say I'm actually an old soul in a tiny body. And lokho-ke bekungenza ukuthi nami ngibe nogqozi, ngijabule kakhulu. well, okay, bese kuba khona ke those other critics aphume kule eceleni le eceleni because you know ukuthi vele ngeke bakuthande bonke abantu and lokho ke it took time for me ukuthi ngi accept ukuthi no man akusibo bonke abantu abazongithanda. I need to focus or pay much more attention to laba bantu abawu 9 over 10 abangithandayo. And ever since I took that decision to focus kulabo bantu abanginika uthando, I think it was the best decision ever, and inhliziyo yami at peace.
Asiyabonga kakhulu sisi wami amazwi amnandi kangaka and ayasiduduza because nama also face maybe lezo zinto because I like guys, you know, so people will be like Ntokozo now usuqalile
yabo.
But anyway, I have someone on the call who wants to speak to you. Is a friend of a show. Asanda.
Hey Ntokozo, unjani?
Ngisaphila.
How ngiyaphila nami, ngisajabula ukulalela i-show yenu Nosis Mo.
Hey Asa.
Hey Mo, unjani ma?
Ngiyaphila sithandwa sami, right?
Ngiyaphila. You know, I've been listening la uBuntokozo because I had question. Listening la uBuntokozo reading your bio. Because I was like, mina ngithukile ukuthi I thought you were doing music at school.
No!
Went for music. Manje uma sezofunda ibhawu yakho only to find ukuthi wena you are doing a social worker of which is these two things two different things and the way you tula ngakhona it's like this thing uyele esikoleni you know it.
Thank you so much Sandasam. Well sinasho sisezinye izinto ziwubizo as I said maqala interview ukuthi I believe ukuthi music wona okhethe mina because mina I had different plans njengoba bengenza i-social work because my plans were to get out in the real world, ngidile nabantu, ngidile nama-societies, and see how can I be of help leyo ndawo. Kanti little did I know ukuthi kaNkulunkulu plan was actually different and it wanted me to be in the field of music.
Okay, so I have a question for you. I don't know if I'm too forward or something, but I'm so inspired. Okay, if I may ask, is there any artist that gives you a motivation to keep up pushing in this journey of music? Because the way wenza ngakhona, it's like there's something that is pushing behind that. This person must do this. Ngisho nje mina, I thought uyele esikoleni lento le. No, it's a two different things when I do something let.
Not really siswami, into engingakutshela yona mhlawumbe engasiza namanye amaciko ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi you get disappointed uma ulindele ukuthi uzothola i-green light from laba bantu obabona bengaphambi kwakho noma ungababiza ngama-idol. So ngingasho ukuthi ake uzame ukuthi uxhumane kakhulu with abantu abaseduze kwakho abanekhono thizeni. For example, if you have someone who's good at beat making or someone who's good at production, speak with that person and grow with that person. And for me, that person was a project, our Nation Cross. We started from the bottom, from Ilili Zela, grew, even now we're still working together. So, abanye abantu noma ngithi ngibukela kubona, bangithole ngendlela ngivele ngizama. So, it becomes easy with abantu back approach if they bona vele ukuthi you're doing something. Because abanye abantu, abanginaki, even if you're very talented, but mawufika ungaphephela, they don't care.
Oh, okay, now I understand. You're doing the most.
Thank you, sister.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you.
Asibonge kakhulu Asanda lapho with the
okay.
Nice questions. Thank you so much. Yes. Cuz this cat is so shy and njengamanje. I'll just ask you one question. Looking ahead, what are your goals or inspirations for your music career in the future?
I'm hoping to do more music, okay, which I'm currently working on really even now. I'm hoping to help other creatives at some point, umamandla nalose ngivumela, just like how nami kukhona abakwazile ukuthi bangisize along the journey yami your music. I'd like to do the same to others. And I'd also like to travel the world. I believe ukuthi being in SA alone, kuyangiboxa kanti music kwami is for everyone.
Sengiphuma ngizophuma sophuma ngale ngoma le enja le Lokhuzana Umusa.
Yay!
How was it like working with the greatest in the music industry, Umsaki and Ukeso?
It was a dream come true for me na intombazane nje yasemakhaya, especially with Umsaki because umculo wakhe ucishutha ufane nowami, even nje umoya yethu inakho lokho. So I was very happy to get a chance ukusebenza naye. Also Boot Casper, I've been very inspired by journey yakhe, especially of late. Ngibone ngazukuthi ibinakho ukulinka kakhulu to my story. So I thought it would be very great to have them in one song, and it became Umusa, a beautiful song.
Sisimo sikufisela konke okuhle nokufisayo yebo yebo kodwa ke mhla uzethe kuyini again please uqale la emango sithi uzothi hi Butozo and then mase ngiyakudedela uhambe.
Kuzoba njalo, ngiyabonga kakhulu, nibusiseke nonke. Thank you.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.